Jesus speaks to his disciples, he says, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. These words, I am, are all in capital letters in this lectionary and many of the Bibles that are printed. And that's because I am is a translation of the very name of God. God revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush. You may recall that story from the book of Exodus. God speaks to Moses out of the bush that is burning but not consumed. And Moses asks God, "What is your name?" And God says to Moses, "I am who am." This I am is in the Gospel of John several times, and it comes from the lips of Jesus. Jesus says repeatedly and in many ways, I am. And when he says that, what he means is that I am God. That, of course, is our faith, our belief, that Jesus is the Son of God. He is God made man. What Jesus is encouraging his disciples to believe is that very truth, that he is God, that he is the eternal Son of God who has come to be with them and to die for them and to rise again to give them divine life. Jesus, who came to be with us, the Son of God, who emptied himself and became a man and suffered death on the cross, is still with us. He promises to be with us always, and he is with us in a unique and special way in the Eucharist. In the Eucharist that we celebrate today, Jesus is truly present and really sacramentally present among us. Jesus, who is God, I am, is with us and promises to be with us always, to accompany us, to walk with us through the journeys of our lives, and especially when we suffer, especially when we experience illness. Jesus, who came to suffer for us, is with us in our suffering. And Jesus leads us through our suffering to the glory that he has eternally with the Father. And so we thank God. We thank God for the gift of our Lord Jesus, God among us, God with us. We thank God for being with us here, for being with you. We thank God for being with all of those who are caring for you at this time. And as we continue to celebrate this Eucharist, we ask the Lord to strengthen our faith so that we may have the confidence of knowing that God is with us in Jesus Christ.